We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Chav Vav. V'alkein Moshe Rabbeinu Shohaya Koychoi Godol B'Yoyser Me'akoil. And therefore, based on what we've been learning till now, Moshe Rabbeinu, whose power as a tzaddik was greater than all, Alkein Motzino Boy Shegam Klei Zayin Loy Sholta Boy. Therefore, we find by Moshe Rabbeinu that even weapons, even human beings using weapons, were not able to harm him. As the Gemara says, Umuva bepirush Rashi, and it's also brought in Rashi Hakodesh al posuk vayatzileni mecherev paroi, that Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was relating this story to Yisroi, how Hashem saved him from the sword of paroi, when paroi gave the command to cut his head off, shenase tzavoroi ke'amud shel shayish, that Moshe Rabbeinu's neck became like a pillar of marble, v'lo sholto bo acherev, and the sword was not able to harm him. Ki'af al pi'isham rabbi senuzal, shemiklei zayin shbi'ad odom kosher linotzel kanal, even though our rabbis tell us that if your opponent is a human being, and this human being has a weapon in his hand, it's very difficult to be saved from that. We had discussed earlier that it's easier to be saved from a wild animal, from a snake or a lion, than it is from a human being. Now we're talking about a human being who has neshek, who has a weapon, klei zayin. So the Gemara says, kosher linotzel, it's very hard to be saved from that. Zehu b'shari tzadikim. That applies to other tzaddikim on a lower level. Avol Moshe, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, shohyo godol mikulam, who was the greatest of all the tzaddikim, hoyo yochel gamoz, levatel atzmoi koroi, had the ability, and he was capable of being mevatel himself, even at such a moment, even when he was mamish confronted by paroi and his soldiers and everything, he was able to be mevatel himself properly, even when people were standing over him and wanted to kill him with a sword. And his bitul gave him the ability to nullify, to shut down the power of that sword that was in the hands of those people, and he was thereby saved from it. Ki bevadai me'achar sheyesh lo koyach kol kach lehodom limnoya machmas shuba al bchira, Rav Nosson Zal says now, because for sure, if we say that a human being is given the ability to block somebody, to oppose somebody, because human beings have bechira, mikol shkein v'kol shkein yesh koyach lehodom atzadik lehinotzel mimenu. How much more so? It's true, in fact, that the tzaddik who's being opposed, who's under this opposition and fire, has the ability to save himself from his opponent. Ki mida toiva marupa, because the Gemara always says that Hashem's good is much more than the opposite, that the good is always superior to the bad. So if Hashem gives power to human beings who have bechira to go so far in being able to do harm to people, then for sure Hashem gives people equal and more power than that to the tzaddikim to be able to save themselves from being harmed by these opponents. Because the person who's being persecuted or pursued by this enemy is also a person who has bechira, free choice. So if this one has power, the other one has power also. Rak she'ikar ha-pachad hu, ma she'ha-soyinei ha-moinei ha-mizgaber kol kach, at she'roitze lahach l'shdaitoi, l'rach koi me'o'emes. Rav Nosson Zal says that the concern, the problem is, the thing that we're afraid of so much is, the fact that the enemy, who's the opponent, sometimes is so powerful to the point where he's able to get the person that he's opposing to weaken his emun in Hashem and to distance him from the emes. Aval kishehu chozok bedaitoi. Whereas, when the person who's being attacked or who's being pursued and persecuted, when that person is solid in his thinking, umistakel tomid ala tachlis, and the person is always looking to do the right thing and to serve Hashem and to get toilam haba, loy yucha lamoid negdoy shum oye vesoine, then such a person, no enemy in the world will be able to stand up against him and do harm to him. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'yesh be'inyan ze harbe ledaber. There's a lot to say about this topic. Ki afilu im hu koton b'mayla mo'oid. Because earlier we were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about the greatest tzaddik of all time. Rav Nosson Zal now says, even if we're talking about a person who's very, very small spiritually, on a very low level, ve'enoi magia lekarsulei shel hatzadikim vayirei makadmoinim, he doesn't even reach up to the ankles of the tzadikim, the earlier tzadikim. Afal pikein, despite that, keneged ze tzorech sheyeda shebevadai lo yishlach olav Hashem yisporach soinei shiemoinei kozeh, this person who's not Moshe Rabbeinu, he's far, far, far lower than Moshe Rabbeinu, needs to know that Hashem will definitely not send him an enemy, a problem that can cause him problems and everything, which he cannot overcome. Imloi sheritzoni is baruch sheyomu sal kiddush Hashem. Unless there happens to be an extraordinary circumstance whereby Hashem wants this person to die al kiddush Hashem. There were such cases in Jewish history, unfortunately. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, even in such a case, v'haloy al ze merutza kol echad miYisrael, every serious Jew is willing, is prepared for that, is willing to die for his religion if he's mamish put to the test. Aval al piroiv, but Rav Nosson Zal says, however, in majority of cases, when a person is under fire by whatever it is, by a fellow Jew, by the IRS, by the Mas Hachnasa, by the police, by his next door neighbor, whatever it is, hurak nisoyon. It's only a test to see im yischazek lamoid boho emes v'emuna, if the person will remain firm in his emes, in his truth, in his true v'emuna, in his true faith in Hashem, and faith in the Torah, and faith in tzaddikim, v'lo yipoil bedaito imachmas hasoinim, he won't lose it. As a result of these enemies, as a result of the opposition he's going through. When the person is solid in his faith in Hashem and faith in the Torah and his faith in himself, and the person is always thinking only about what's really important in life, about Hashem and about Olam Haba, those things, bevadai yuchal lamoid negdom, that such a person will definitely be able to stand up to and overcome all of his opponents and all of his problems. Vo'ikar, the most important thing that will help him is al yidei koyach hatzadik ho'emes, the power of the true tzaddik, shehu rabbi, who is his rabbi. Here Rav Nosson Zal is referring to himself, and he's referring to all the people that are... Rav Nosson Zal himself, when he wrote this halacha, was going through incredible suffering and opposition. Tremendous, horrific things that went on at that time. So therefore, he explains how a person should deal with that kind of situation. And now he says, but the most important thing that can help the person is the power of the true tzaddik, which is his Rebbe, Shekibel mimenu chidushei Torah hamitim, from whom he was zeche to receive true chidushei Torah, shenimshocha mi'abitul anal, which come from the bitul, as we learned earlier, that when a person goes through this bitul, when they're coming back down, they bring down chidushei Torah with them. b'madrego govoya v'noiro moid. The true tzaddik, when he goes through this bitul, he brings down incredible high-level Torah for himself and for all of his students. Vaideze kulam yichru v'yiplo lefanav. And through this procedure of the bitul and bringing down the Torah, etc., through this, the tzaddik and all of his students that are really close to him, all of their enemies, all of their opposition, will eventually fall before them. Ki yovdu heim ve'elef ki yotze bohem. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, let them get lost and a thousand like them. V'dovor echod midivrei toirosoy al yizbatel. And not one word of the Torah of the true tzaddik will become nullified. This is a famous quote, this last line, which is mentioned when tzaddikim go through difficulty, struggles, that the Torah says about their opposition, yovdu heim velvkeim, they and thousands like them will end up falling, will go lost. But from the true tzaddik, not even one word of his Torah will be destroyed, chas v'shalom. He is nitzchi, just like Hashem is nitzchi, eternal. The Torah is nitzchi, and the true tzaddik is also nitzchi, eternal, permanent. He will overcome and be victorious over all his opposition.